They're here with.
So who's here with your client?
Yes.
No, he can't go up there.
Well, he's going to get you arrested.
I'm adverse to it.
Okay. All right.
Do you want to continue to represent you? He doesn't represent me. That's half the bad problem. He represents my children, and I have a retainer where he signs to represent my minor children. And he's been misrepresenting me the whole time along.
Okay, all right, so you know this, right?
I am.
All right, so here's the thing. This is a very narrow issue here. It's, if he's representing you, he doesn't want to represent you.
He doesn't.
Okay, so why would you be against him from representing you?
Well, because he's actually trying to withdraw from representing my children.
That's not what the court is saying.
Well, I know, but he doesn't have any right to represent me. He doesn't represent me. He's never represented me. He has no contract to represent me. So why would he be withdrawing?
So rather than spend a lot of time determining whether he represents you or not, he wants to withdraw from representing you if he doesn't. But he's not seeking to withdraw from anybody else.
We'll ask him.
Well, no, I'm just not. I don't have to.
Well, he's never represented me, so this is just a joke.
Sometimes.
Okay, but I've clearly explained to him that he should contact the court and correct his pleadings that he filed on my behalf representing me when he had no legal right to represent me.
You can't go back and change pleadings that have been filed as a part of the permanent trial. You can't.
Well, that's why I told him to amend it, because they're improperly filed, where he's
now,
misrepresenting me.
Okay, but now he's withdrawing. If he was your lawyer.
He wasn't.
He's withdrawing.
Okay, but he's not.
Okay.
I don't.
We can spend a lot of time going,
Well, there are some important parts about him withdrawing his counsel for A, somebody he doesn't represent,
okay.
And B, trying to do it to misrepresent that he's
okay.
Withdrawing his counsel.
So
are you withdrawing his counsel to my children?
Mr. Brunstein.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
I'm not dealing with any issue other than whether he's going to be able to continue to represent you in the future, and the answer is no. So he's not going to represent you from here on in. That's what he's going to
do. Well, but we don't want him to.
Determine what happened up to now, and it has nothing to do with your children. Because that's not what the order says. The order
control. Well, I agree with that.
The order control. So it's a prospective request.
So he's still representing my children.
Okay.
That's
he's
legally
bound. The law, but I'm not involved in
okay.
That determination today.
Okay.
It's not before me. Okay.
Does he have any legal right to represent me or withdraw his counsel to represent me when he never represented me?
I'm not going to talk about what happened in the past.
No, but now, right now, before this court, did he have a right to file that petition in my name? Or is that a fraud on the court?
Well, I'm just saying he's not representing you in the future.
Your Honor, I have one clarification. Mr. Pratt, we also had adversarial proceedings filed by this attorney in this case. And I just want to make sure, is that order intended to cover Mr. Pratt's representation in the adversarial proceedings, and it's not even adversarial caption?
I appeared 6-5-3. It's his case. It's the only case that I appeared in. I filed a notice of appearance in
only
in
that case.
In that case.
And there are claims of adversarial captions in the book.
Okay. All right. Well, he's out on 2011 CP 000653.
All right.
Well, no, he's not out because he still represents
he's
my children. He never was my lawyer. He never was my lawyer.
Okay, so
what do we? I don't get what we're ordering.
Well, but he, in order to end the confusion as to whether he was or not,
there was no
I'm
confusion.
Not dealing with whether he was, I'm dealing that he's not going to be.
Well, what if he acted while he misrepresented that he was my lawyer by filing?
Matter.
So should I take a motion with you on that?
If you think you have a motion, that's what I'm saying. I'm not dealing with the past. The past is still preserved. Okay,
that's
just
a good way to put it. So, only
thing,
if you're not in, you're not
representing.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't
I just mirrored what I had put in the original notice of appearance.
So you filed one to withdraw as counsel of the children?
No, I, well, the
so
thing
you're
is
still representing him legally?
Not in any court proceeding.
Well, in this court proceeding?
No, because in order to have appeared on their behalf, I would have, you know, just because there's a distinction between representing somebody and needing to file a motion to withdraw, because you only have to file a motion to withdraw as if you've officially appeared in the proceeding.
So on whose behalf did you appear at that evidentiary hearing on behalf?
Well, the, I guess, the notice of appearance.
For me.
It's somewhat vague because
you're willing to risk your own career on it.
Because
you should refund our money. Never represented our kids in court. And you took a retainer with our kids.
Yeah, the question I think becomes whether or not, you know, who the beneficiary of the estate is. You know, because.
Well, that's still being litigated.
Right.
It's going to be for a long time now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But knowing that you have a legal obligation to my children at this point under retainer,
yeah,
you've not acted in your behalf, you've acted in Ms. Anderson's behalf at the hearing, and you have
well,
no legal authority to do that. You understand the criminal aspect. Filing fraudulent court papers with them about to. Most of them, this is all. To represent me or my wife.
Well, I guess you were acting in
a duty
here to have your
You should have stated that in the court filing. You should have said Elliot Bernstein comes before this part as guardian of his minor.
So you were that motion
really
filed on you on your individual behalf.
I didn't want it filed on my individual behalf. It was filed on my children's behalf when we were retained.
All right.
Correct?
That's fine. I'm sorry, you know, I wish you the best of luck.
Yeah, we wish you the best of luck. It's going to be a long marriage. This is going to be the ugliest divorce you've ever been through. Okay? Welcome to IVU is what I told you.
Okay.
Get ready. You're stepping into federal court in a minute.
All right.
With you. In front. It'll be the last lap you hear. As a soul collector, I pride myself. Thank you.